Well, Operation T-Bone is coming up this weekend in Audubon. It's been a long time with Operation T-Bone, so you'd think they can't come up with anything new and exciting, but they keep doing it. This year, they're going to have some information for folks through Audubon County Tourism, and we're going to talk about that here this morning with Sarah Slater, who's involved in these projects. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much. When we talk about exciting things for like a community festival, usually folks are talking about rides or entertainment and things, but this is kind of exciting because it involves folks' future.
Yes, we're really excited. Audubon is one of the 10 communities that's with the Iowa Living Roadways Community Visioning Program, and we get to reveal the community projects at T-Bone.
Well, we visited a while back. I think it was probably a couple of months ago now. You had a community visioning event, kind of a day-long event, asking people to come in, be part of focus groups to get the local input. That went well, right?
Yeah, we had a great turnout. And out of that focus group, we have some goal areas that the community was kind of a common theme in different age groups. And that's kind of what we focused using towards the projects with the designers.
Absolutely. Can you talk about some of those goals that folks want you to shoot for?
Yeah, the goals of the CUNY were improved pedestrian safety, sidewalks, beautification of the Highway 71 corridor, the identification and branding of the signage, and then stormwater management.
It sounds like in many ways folks are looking toward quality of life issues here.
I think so. I think everybody enjoys, and it just keeps your community fresh, and there's been a lot of progress here, and so it's kind of fun just to continue that progress on the corridor.
Yeah. I know sometimes when you do these types of projects, you'll get folks that will come up with these, I don't want to call them necessarily wild, but grand ideas that maybe aren't necessarily all that practical, but they're kind of fun to think about. Did you get some of those kind of ideas?
We feel that our design team really did their homework in visiting with the community and history of Audubon and came up with some great projects that really fit the Audubon community.
You know, that's got to be a challenge in something like this because you're always looking for ways to enhance the community, to enhance the quality of life in the community, but yet you do have a history and you don't want to stray too far necessarily that you don't identify or recognize the community in a few years.
Right, and our goal with this is just the beautification and enhancement of our community.
You bet. Well, I want to talk a little bit about this weekend now with Operation T-Bone coming up. It's a time to get the community together, and it's a time to enjoy and have some fun and exciting things, and I guess it's kind of exciting because you're going to be making some announcements.
Yes, we are excited to unveil the projects that we came up with, the steering committee and the design team with community visioning. So we're going to be in the City Park T-Bone Saturday from 9 o'clock to 1 p.m. We'll be outside of the library under a big blue tent that says tourism. And we're asking the community members to come out, see what the projects are, visit with the committee, the design team, and then we would really love for them to vote for their favorite project.
So really the people that are going to benefit the most from this, the members of the community, they'll have a chance to be involved in this project from the beginning to the end.
Yes.
Their ideas and their opportunities here. So now I know you can't tell us about those individual ideas quite yet. We don't want to spill the beans yet at this point. We want it to be fun that day. But these are all ideas. These are all things that are going to work well into. But you were working with this corridor project. So were there some guidelines involved in what you can and can't shoot for?
I think the project's kind of just kind of materialized out of visiting with community members and the steering committee and those goals that were set, mm-hmm. and touring the design team around town and kind of just a collaboration of ideas and talking, and that's the projects that we came up with.
Okay, so you'll unveil these this weekend and folks will have a chance to vote. How long will they have a chance to put their interest in on this?
We'll be there from 9 to 1.
Okay.
So that's kind of our voting time frame.
So you're hoping to move forward pretty quick.
I think it all just depends on once our committee meets again and deciding which project we want to move forward with first, and then exploring other ways to make that project happen.
Sure, sure. Now, are there hoops you have to jump through and things? I assume there's a funding mechanism here, too.
Yeah, we're going to be looking at grants and different ways to fund the projects once we have all the reveal So we have, our committee has more to do, but we would like to see some progress made over this next year for sure.
Sure. So this is a this is an opportunity to work on enhancing the future of Audubon, but it's not going to happen overnight.
No, this is, we have some great projects that we can implement over time, and this funding allows and our community members jump in with their support.
Okay. So I have to, just have to ask you, why? What's the tie-in with Operation T-Bone? Why did you decide to do this this weekend?
We just felt that there's a great turnout for T-Bone, and it's always fun and exciting, and we have lots of people usually back, and we thought it was kind of the perfect time to reveal the projects to the community.
Okay, get them all gathered in one place and have some fun with that. Very
yeah,
good.
And it's just kind of a fun little asset to T-Bone.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, T-Bone is, of course, a nod to the cattle industry and the importance over time and history, not just today, but over time in Audubon County. So it just kind of makes sense that you would work toward the future with something that's been so important in the past.
Yeah, we're really excited. And the history, it's been the 69th annual T-Bone, Operation T-Bone this year. So it's exciting to see some of that tradition continue.
You betcha. Have you had a chance to get out to Operation T-Bone a number of times over the years?
Yes, my family and I have been a big part of T-Bone our whole life.
What's your favorite part?
I think it's just the parade and then just seeing people that you may not have seen for a while.
Okay, very good. And the food, of course, is always good. Anytime.
The food is great. They have some new vendors here this year. My son loves the tractor exhibition on Main Street to see all the old tractors.
Sure.
So there's kind of something for everybody.
Yep, always something there for everybody to enjoy and a full day really to do it. And it's not just a day. There are several days involved in different ways with Operation T-Bone for folks to enjoy. Sarah, Audubon County Tourism. What's the state of Audubon County Tourism these days? Are you getting a lot of folks getting off the interstate and stopping by?
We think so. Albert's a big draw, and then we have a lot of great businesses uptown that are kind of becoming great stops. And we have the Birdwalk mosaics to walk through and so much more in Audubon County. So we're seeing more people.
Well, tourism is something that a lot of different locations can hang their hats on because you don't necessarily need people from overseas to stop by. Even if folks from close by swing by once in a while to enjoy some of the things that are really rather close to here in our backyard, we get an opportunity to share some revenue, share some economic success with each other.
Yes, I think and everybody supporting everybody in rural America is a really great win for everybody.
You bet. All right. So stop on out this weekend and get your opportunity to enjoy Operation T-Bone, but also to get that first look at the new Community Visioning Committee's plans for the possibilities for down the road. What time will you be doing that, Sarah?
We're going to be there Saturday, August 3rd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay. So they'll want to stop by about 9 o'clock. That's for the unveiling? Excellent. Very good. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for the time and the work on this. It sounds like there's a lot more work to be done, but first we've got to have a little fun and a kind of a grand spectacle there for folks to get their first look at some of those ideas and then move forward for that so they get a chance to vote and have some good times with this and hopefully see that progress happening not too far down the road. Appreciate it.
Thank you.